to use his way of doing things. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things will be added to you. Now, if Satan can keep you hustling after things, now, why, instead of using what you got and taking what you got and doing what you can with it, we are all in that mud hole together of struggling, trying to get out. And you can't get out if you keep pulling mud in on you. You know, the mud is the things that Satan is dangling before your eyes, things that you do not have to have. But you must have them because you keep seeing them. That's the power of repetition, like I said last week. It keeps showing you the same thing over and over and over again. I used to use that psychology when I was a kid. I would buy this little Chiclets gum. Most of the young folks haven't seen that, but it's a little gum that had little pellets in it, you know, 10 of them, I think, or 12 or something like that, you can get for a nickel. And the man would come along in the rolling store, had a bus that come around selling cookies and stuff like candy. We'd go on to school out in the country. And he would, if all the kids would buy candy and cake cookies and stage planks and stuff like that, and after they'd eat all theirs, then I would take mine and I'd make like that gum was so good. I'd just chew that. Man, give me a piece of gum. I said, no, I'll sell you some. You didn't give me no cookie. You know, so I would sell those little pellets of gum for a penny a piece and make a dime off that one nickel I had invested. The same thing, people, like it was a radio show used to come on, this show is well calculated to keep you in suspense. The system of the world is well calculated to keep the poor man working and the rich man living good. You see, because they teach you, if you're trying to get out, they teach you how to make a living, how to earn the money, but they, in the same meantime, they already got it planned how they're going to take it away from you, or cause you to give it back to them because they got something that you want, and they make you think it's so good. You see these toys and things on television, they look like the kid's having so much fun with it. Now, that gets on that kid's mind. He's looking at it. He says, oh, I just got to have one of them. And the next thing you go, you sign your name on the dotted line to get it for him. And guess what? That takes away things that you could do for yourself or maybe have a little something to help somebody else. But instead, you go and do that, and then you're in trouble yourself. So if you're in trouble, how can you help somebody that's in trouble with you? You know? So it's a vicious cycle, and it takes you really need to think, and God's word will give you the ability to think to think, you know, because you look at things a little differently from what the world look at it, and a lot of that stuff you have to close your eyes, just don't look at it at all, and because as a man thinking, so is he. Even looking at these things, you keep thinking about it. You go to sleep sometimes thinking about it. You see these things, little pictures of them, and you're going to sleep thinking about these things that, oh, if I could just get this, then I wouldn't have to worry about nothing. Once you get it, and then you don't think about what you got to pay for it. You throw that credit card up there, you ain't to give no money, so you just get a credit card or whatever. And, here you are back in the same hole again next year, in a bigger hole you was in this year, because of the fact you become a slave to your desires. And your desires should be the word of God. God said he knows how to get these things to you. He didn't get them to you so you can pay for them. You can have these things and still be able to help somebody if you would do it his way. But his way is so much different from the world's way. The world says get all you can all you get. The Bible says give and it shall be given to you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom. You know, so if you can have, so somebody giving into your bosom, and they don't always have to be people that you know or people you think should give you something. Sometimes you make people that you don't even realize, don't know them from Adam's house dog, and they come up and give you something. If it's not, maybe not money, but some other, open some other kind of opportunity for you. You know, God knows how to do that because he is the creator and maker of all things. He gave us this life and gave us an instruction book on how to live it. Now, if you don't read the instruction book, you can't blame God for you not having the things, because he put them here for you to enjoy. But don't get so hung up on things that you admire the things so much and paying so much, giving so much of your time to the things, that you forget about the God, the one that made it possible for you to have the things. This is one of the advantages of reading the Bible. I'm really just trying to get people, not just, when I say my people, I mean all people, but especially my black people. I know black people better than I know any other people. But we have been so long in this thing until some of us have become complacent in it and thinking, after we get out of the ghetto, that we got it, I got it. Now you get yours the best way you can, because I'm going on, and you're still a victim. You're still not a victim because of the fact that you got your bills. The bigger, the more money you make, the bigger your bills get. You know, and we think about it, and then the ones at the bottom, they want to be like the ones at the top. And so they'll go and it's sign their name on something to get something just to impress somebody. And sometime 3 or 4 months later, it's gone. So you're right back in the same mud hole you was in at first. And you need to wake up and see. Wake up and see for yourself what this system. Once a guy is running a game or something, and once you find out what he's doing, you don't have to keep on playing the game, or you learn how to play the game, learn his way of playing the game, and play the game on him. Play for your advantage, not for the advantage of the system, because the system is designed to keep you in suspense, like that radio program. I know a lot of you young folks don't know about radio. This was before television ever came on. We had a radio show, I forget the name of it, but they used to say, and I remember this from a little boy, this program is well calculated to keep you in suspense. So this system of government, all, not just here in the United States, all over the world, is well calculated to keep the poor folks in being poor. So now, what we have to do, live in the system, find out how the game works. We can get out of this situation, whatever situation you're in. I don't care how low you've been. You haven't been no lower than I have been. I doubt if you've been any lower than I've been. I've been low enough to sleep in the streets and eat out of garbage cans and whatever else I could find, you know. But I kept on believing. I always wanted not just to survive, I want to be a winner. And this word, God's word, will teach you how to be a winner. And in spite of the fact, because if we just had this 70 or 80 or 90 years or even 100 years that we have in this life, it would be fine. But God promised us eternal life. Now, if I can manage to get out of this hole here in this life, there's no telling what, you know, but you have to learn to train your mind to think as God thinks. See, God wants us to think like him. That's why he left this word here for us to, and it's important for us to learn his way of thinking. This is his thinking. It's written down on words. Any book you read, whoever wrote that book, it was the thoughts of that person before they wrote that book, before it became a reality. It was a thought in their mind. Everything that you see was an idea in somebody's head before it became a reality. you look at television. That thing had to be in somebody's mind before it became a reality. I remember when television first came out. They thought that was the most fantastic thing ever. people used to stand around in front of the furniture stores looking at them because they couldn't afford to buy one because they was very expensive when they first came out, black and white. They'd stand around the furniture store window looking at them. They'd leave them on at night when they closed the stores up where they had them for sale. And people would be standing around, oh, look at that, look at that. You people, we're in New York, and you can see them here. Now they got them so you can put them, take them out and put them in your pocket and look at the same thing they were looking at in color. And see, they're making it even more, as God is revealing things to man, to benefit man. But also, the Satan is using these same things to keep you in bondage. I hope you understand. I just don't have time to explain this thing to you as God has revealed it to me, but I can see it. And I guess the reason I can see it because I was a cheater myself one time. I got with the cheaters. That was when I was a youngster. I hung around the gambling houses, the pool halls and things like that. There's always cheating going on. That's why a lot of people got their head cracked in the pool hall and the gambling houses. That's why I can look back and thank God that I survived these things. But I was learning something. I learned some things from being around these places and knowing these kind of people. But anyway, I think about this Christmas season. Every Christmas, people are going in debt to give gifts. Give gifts to everybody but the one they say is his birthday, even though I don't believe Jesus was born in December, nowhere in December according to the Bible. But this is what they're celebrating, which was a pagan holiday of Saturn or something like that. The purpose of it and the way they celebrated it was getting drunk and acting fool and clowning and going on a lot of partying and stuff. And some people still do that. But when Constantine accepted Christianity, then he let some of these people bring some of their traditions into the church. And the church accepted it and just put another name on it, Christmas instead of this Saturn or whatever thing it is. It was about Saturn, some god on Saturn. I've read it. It wasn't that. It was interesting enough for me to know that. But then these things, like the Bible says, my people suffer for lack of knowledge. And like this, like I said before, if they said you put anything in a book, you hide it from the black man, but not from just the black man only. If you hide it from a lot of men, some men think and some men, it's a lot better to develop your mind than it is to develop your body. You see, the mind is the thing that controls, that will control the body. You can use your mind to control even another person's body. They're what they do because you program into them what to think. So they tell you what to think. So when you're doing what you think instead of what they think, then you become a problem to them. And this is, again, I say, this is Brother Gadsby. Happy New Year to all of you. And I hope I get to see you next year. And until then, may God bless you and keep you. Thank you for listening. This is Brother Gadsby. See you next week.
We hope today's message equipped you with the knowledge to help you withstand the deceptions of Satan. If you would like to correspond with this ministry or become a sponsor, please write Brother Leon Gadsby at P.O. Box 145, Campsie, Louisiana, 71411, or you may phone him at 318-652-2029. Until next time, may you continually grow in Christ and may God richly bless you.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Thank you for tuning in to the radio ministry of the Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer, located in Leesville, Louisiana, the place where the Spirit and anointing, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, abides in abundance. The Church of Jesus Christ House of Prayer is located at 1100 Nona Street at the intersection of Nona and Baron. And now, to our bishop, with an anointed sermon already in progress, Bishop Tommy Morris.